继续和弟兄姊妹来交通跑当跑的路。
I will continue to fellowship with the brother and sister concerning finishing the course.
昨天晚上我们已经和弟兄姊妹交通到。
Last night we already fellowship with the brother and sisters.
使徒保罗告诉我们
that Apostle Paul told us
我们要成就神的托付。
In order for us to finish the ministry we receive from the Lord,
能为耶稣基督做见证
to be the testimony of Jesus Christ,
我们就必须跑在神指定我们跑的路程中。
We need to run in the course that the Lord has set for us.
保罗用他自己的经历来勉励所有神的儿女。
Paul used his own experience to encourage all God's children.
在保罗的感觉中
In Paul's own feeling,
这个能把主的路跑尽
In order to finish the course of the Lord,
跟成就神给他的职事是同一件事情
That's the same thing to finish the ministry he received from the Lord.
所以今天我们要为主耶稣基督做见证
So for today, we want to testify of our Lord.
我们第一个当注意的就是我们所跑的路是否是神所要我们跑的路。
The first thing we need to pay attention to is to know that whether we are running in the course the Lord wants us to run in.
我们昨天也讲到若是这个路跑错了那么那个见证就失去了。
We also mentioned last night that if we are running in the wrong way, then the testimony will be lost.
当然今天如果我们要跑对的路
Of course, today, if we want to run in the right way,
我们首先必须把目标弄清楚。
The first thing, we need to be clear about the goal.
只有那个向着目标能够达到目标的路才是正路。
Only the way that can reach the goal is the right way.
我想这是今天在地上的教会和众圣徒所应当非常注重的一件事情。
I think that is a very important thing for all the churches and all the saints.
那么圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
我们不仅要跑得对
Not only do we need to run in the right way
我们还需要跑得好
We also need to run it well.
这个跑得对呢是一个认识的问题
Run it right is concerning our understanding.
如果我们认识了什么是神永远的目的
If we understand what is God's eternal purpose,
我们有了一个确定的目标
then we have a set goal.
我们就能够知道什么是正路
then we will know what is the right way.
这是一个认识的问题
and this is something to do with our understanding.
但是跑得好呢是人的问题
but in order to run it well, it's something to do with a man.
如果我们在这条路上要跑得好
if we want to run in this way well,
我们这个人的光景在主的跟前是非常的重要的
our condition before the Lord is very important.
所以今天晚上我要和弟兄姊妹讲到奔跑道路的人。
So tonight we'd like to share with the brothers and sisters the people running in the way.
我想开头的时候我们还是一同来读一些的圣经。
To begin with, let's read some scriptures.
请我们看出埃及记第25章。
Let's first turn to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记第25章。
Exodus chapter 25.
我们要从第十节读到第十五节。
We're going to read from verse 10 to verse 15.
要用皂荚木做一柜，长二轴半，宽一轴半，高一轴半。要里外包上金金，四围镶上金牙边，也要铸四个金环。安在柜的四角上，这边两环，那边两环，要用皂荚木做两根杠，用金包裹，要把杠穿在柜旁的环内，以便抬柜。这杠要藏在柜的环内，不可抽出来。
They shall construct an ark of acacia wood, two and a half cubits long, and one and a half cubits wide.And one and a half a cubits high. You shall overlay it with pure gold, inside and out. You shall overlay it. And you shall make a gold molding around it. You shall cast four gold rings for it, and fasten them on its four feet. And the two rings shall be on one side of it, and the two rings on the other side of it. You shall make a post of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. You shall put the post into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark with them. The post shall be remain in the rings of the ark. It shall not be removed from it.
约书亚记第三章
Joshua chapter 3
第一节到第三节
From verse 1 to verse 3
约书亚清早起来和以色列众人都离开石亭来到约旦河就住在那里等候过河过了三天官长走遍营中吩咐百姓说你们看见耶和华你们神的约柜又见祭司利未人抬着就要离开所住的地方跟着约柜去
Then Joshua rose early in the morning and he and all the sons of Israel set out from Shittim and came to the Jordan and they lodged there before they crossed At the end of 3 days the officers went through the midst of the camp and they commanded the people saying When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God with the Levite priests carrying it then you shall set out from your place and go after it.
使徒行传第一章
Acts chapter 1
第八节
verse 8
但圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证或者说做我的见证人
But you will receive power then the Holy Spirit has come upon youAnd you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
第九章
Acts chapter 9,
第九章第一节和第二节
verses 1 and 2.
扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话去见大祭司求文书给大马色的各会堂若是找着信奉这道的人无论男女都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷这里那个信奉这道的人那个原文可以翻作是道中之人 people of the way
Now Saul still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord went to the high priest and asked for letters from him to the synagogues at Damascus so that he found any belonging to the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And here it says, people of the way.
第二十六章
Chapter 26
第十六节
Verse
16你起来站着我特意向你显现要派你做执事做见证将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来
But get up and stand on your feet,For this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness, not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you.
第十九节
Verse 19
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
So King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
加拉太书第二章
Galatians,
第一节和第二节
Galatians chapter 2 verses 1 and 2
过了十四年我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去并带着提多同去我是奉启示上去的把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说却是背地里对那有名望之人说的唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑
And after an interval of 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along also. It was because of revelation that I went up, and I submitted to them the gospel which I preached among the Gentiles. But I did so in private to those who were of reputation, for fear that I might be running or have run in vain.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章
First Thessalonians chapter 3
我们从第七节读到第九节
From verses 7 to verse 9
所以弟兄们我们在一切患难困苦患难之中因着你们的信心就得了安慰你们若靠主站立得稳我们就活了我们在神面前 因着你们甚是喜乐，为这一切喜乐，可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？
For this reason, brethren, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith. But now we really live, if you stand firm in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice before our God on your account?
我们最后请看约伯记三十一章。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 31.
约伯记第三十一章第四节到第八节。
Job 31, verses 4 to 8.
神岂不是查看我的道路，数点我的脚步呢？我若是与虚谎同行，脚若追随诡诈，我若被公道的天平称度，使神可以知道我的纯正，我的脚步若偏离正路，我的心若随着我的眼目，若有点污沾在我手上，就愿我所种的有别人吃，我田所产的被拔出来。
Does he not see my ways and number all my steps? If I have walked with a falsehood and my foot has hastened after deceit, let him weigh me with the accurate scales and let God know my integrity. If my step has turned from the way, or my heart follow my eyes, or if any spot has struck to my hands, let me sow and other eat, and let my crops be uprooted.
我们从圣经里面可以很清楚地看见，神是拣选人来做基督的见证人。
From the Bible, we can clearly see that God chose men to be the witnesses of Jesus Christ.
那么这句话的意思就是告诉我们说，基督的见证乃是托付在人的身上。
It means that the testimony of Jesus is entrusted to men.
事实上是这样，哪里有见证人，哪里才有见证。
As a matter of fact is that, if there is a witness, then there is a testimony.
我们从圣经的历史上也可以看见。
From church history, we can also see that.
基督的见证，神是借着一代一代的人传递下来的。
The testimony of Jesus is a pass on from generation through generation through man.
在旧约时候是这样。
It is true in the Old Testament.
在新约也是这样。
It is also true in the New Testament.
因为神的心意啊，他是要得着一些的人。
Because it is God's heart to gain some man.
然后他做工在这些人身上。
And he's going to work in this man.
然后才能让他的见证能够在这些人身上能够被彰显、被传递。
So that his testimony can be manifested and it can be passed on to this man.
所以我们如果仔细地读圣经，
If we read the Bible in detail,
我们就看见神从来不把他的见证托付在一个组织或者一种的工作上面。
We can see that God has never entrusted his testimony to an organization or some work.
在旧约时代，神是拣选以色列人，借着以色列人为他做见证。
In the Old Testament time, God chose the Israelites, and he used the people of Israel as his witness.
到了新约时代呢，神是借着教会为他做见证。
And in the New Testament time, God used the church to testify of him.
那么什么是教会呢？
So what is church?
我讲对于我们在座的弟兄姊妹来讲，我们都已经很清楚。
I think for all the brothers here, brothers and sisters here, we are very clear.
教会不是一个房屋。
The church is not a building.
教会也不是一个组织。
Church is not an organization.
教会乃是我们这班蒙恩得救人的一个组合。
Church is composed of all God's people who are saved by grace.
所以很清楚的，神是要把他的见证托付在我们这些蒙恩得救的人身上。
So it is very clear that the testimony is entrusted to us who are saved by grace.
我想弟兄姊妹在旧约圣经的里面
So brothers and sisters from the Old Testament
那么出埃及记有一幅很清楚的图画可以来说明这件事情。
There is a very clear picture in the book of Exodus that can explain this.
就是当以色列人他们出了埃及来到西乃山下
That is as Israelites was led out of Egypt when they came to the Mount Sinai.
神在那里不仅把山上的样式会幕的样式启示给摩西。
There the Lord revealed the pattern of the tabernacle to Moses.
他们也在山下按照山上的样式把会幕各样的事物把它建立起来。
They also built the tabernacle according to the pattern revealed on the mountain.
我们晓得这许多事物中其中有一个叫约柜，这是最重要的一件事情。
Among all the articles, there's one of the most important article is the ark.
那我们都知道这个约柜呢在旧约时代中乃是基督最大的一个表号。
We know that the ark is the most important type in the Old Testament.
所以约柜被称作是见证的柜。
So the ark is also called the ark of testimony.
那么也就是基督的见证。
That is the testimony of Jesus.
那我们知道会幕中有很多的事物。
We know that there are many articles in the tabernacle.
当他们与以色列在行动的时候
As the Israelites They were moving.
有一些的东西呢是可以放在牛车上面拖的。
Some of the articles can be put on the cart.
但是会幕中有一些圣物是需要祭司们来扛抬的。
And yet there are some sacred articles that has to be carried by priests.
特别提到约柜的时候
Especially when the ark is mentioned.
神的命令是要祭司们用肩膀来扛抬约柜。
God's commandment is that The ark has to be carried by the shoulders of the priest.
所以当以色列人在旷野中生活的时候
So as the people of Israelites were in the wilderness,
我们可以说是祭司们抬着约柜在跑天路。
We can say that the ark was carried by the priest to run in the heavenly way.
虽然那个时候抬约柜的祭司只是少数的人
Although there were only a few priests who carried the ark.
因为在旧约时代中是一个预表。
It was only a type in the Old Testament.
所以这少数的人乃是代表着整个以色列人的。
This few actually represented the entire Israelites.
我们都知道等到会幕建造来起来之后
We also know that when the tabernacle was built,
这个约柜呢乃是会幕的中心。
The ark was the center of the tabernacle.
而这个会幕呢是以色列百姓的一个中心。
And the tabernacle is the center of the people of Israel.
所以我们很明显的看见神是把他的见证托付给整个以色列家。
We can clearly see that God has entrusted his testimony to the entire people of Israel.
所以这个约柜呢是要放在祭司们的肩头上来抬着走的。
So the ark was to be put on the shoulders of a priest. It has to be carried.
虽然它是少数的
although there was only a few,
我们也不知道到底是几个人。
We don't know that how many priests were there.
圣经没有告诉我们这个抬约柜的人有几个。
The Bible does not tell us how many priests to carry the ark.
我想这个也是有它的用意的。
I think there's only special meaning to it.
就是说这个约柜乃是应该放在整个以色列家的肩膀上面。
That's in another word that the ark is to be put on all the shoulders of entire Israelite people.
但是这少数的人呢，说明了一个非常重要的原则。
And yet, this few people has represented a very important principle.
就是神的见证呢，是要托付在一个团体上面。
That is, the testimony of God is to be entrusted to a corporate body.
这就告诉我们说，这个约柜绝不是一个人可以抬得动的。
That is, to say that the ark cannot be carried by one person.
神在这里就已经把他的心意完全显明了。
Here we can see that God has clearly revealed his heart.
神是要借着一个团体能够来显明他的见证。
God is to use a corporate body to manifest his testimony.
但是呢在旧约圣经里面呢
And yet in the Old Testament,
这少数人呢他们做了一个代表
And this a few people was a representative
那我想当这些祭司们被选来扛抬约柜的时候
I think for this priest as they were chosen to carry the ark
我想他们里面是非常的喜乐
I believe that their hearts were full of joy
他们也充满了这个荣耀
They also filled with glory
他们觉得神能够把他们选出来来扛抬这个约柜这是多么荣耀的一件事情
They feel that it's such a glory that they can be chosen to carry the ark for the Lord
我们都知道这个约柜整个的这个制造
We know that the building of the ark
是一个很特别的一个制造
It's very special
上面有纯金打造的两个基路伯
There's two cherubims made of pure gold
然后呢这个中间有施恩座也是 一块纯金的板。
And there is a mercy seat also made of a pure gold.
那么，旁边还有用金子镶的牙边。
And there is a golden molding.
然后用皂荚木做的柜，整个用金子包起来。
And then it's made of acacia wood that and overlaid with gold.
我们知道这个约柜是相当沉重的。
We know that the ark is very heavy.
但是呢，它抬的方式很特别。
And yet the way to carry it is very special too.
因为那里告诉我们说呢，这个约柜的那个抬的环呢是在脚上面。
Because the Bible tells us the rings in order to carry the ark is on the feet of the ark.
然后呢，做了两根杠这么穿过这个环。
And you have to make the two posts to go through the rings.
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在思想中会有一幅的图画。
Now probably you can see a picture in your mind.
你就看见这个约柜要抬起来的时候啊。
You can see that in order to take up the ark.
它是一个头重脚轻的东西。
It's a heavy on the top.
按照我们今天懂得力学的原理，我们晓得这个是一个很不稳当的一种方式。
If we know a little bit about them, yeah. Okay, we know that it's not very stable.
所以难怪呢，很多人画约柜的时候啊。
So that there's as many people they draw the ark.
他们都把那个环呢，把它画在这个中间地方。
They usually put the rings in the middle of the ark.
因为他们想这样抬的话呢，才稳当。
They feel like, yeah, if they carry it this way, it's more stable.
但是呢，神的吩咐不是这样。
But this is not in accordance with the God's command.
神说那个环呢要放在那个脚上面。
God said that the ring has to put on the feet.
所以我们可以想象。
So we can imagine that.
这般祭司们要抬这个约柜的时候啊。
As the priest has to take up the ark.
他们可能需要受一点严格的训练。
I think they have to go through some various trainings.
因为几个人一起抬啊。
Because the ark has to be carried out by several people.
弟兄姊妹们，神所以这样的一种的设计。
So brothers and sisters, why the way the Lord set it up?
我想这里面有一些的原则是今天我们在教会的生活里面可以来运用的。
There are some principles we can apply to our nowadays church life.
我相信这些祭司们来抬这个约柜的时候。
I believe when these priests to take up the ark.
他们是非常的谨慎。
They are very cautious.
因为约柜是会幕里面最神圣的一个事物。
Because the ark is the most sacred articles in the tabernacle.
那个是完全代表神的自己的。
That was entirely representing God himself.
所以呢，当他们在抬约柜的时候。
So as they carry the ark.
你可以想象得到。
You can imagine that.
他们抬的时候，他们这是全神贯注在那个约柜上面。
They put their entire attention to the ark.
他们绝对思想中不能去思想别的东西。
They cannot think anything else.
弟兄姊妹们
the brothers and sisters.
神借着这个就告诉我们
God used this to tell us.
今天如果我们要背负神的见证
If now we would like to carry the testimony.
我们必须把所有的注意力都摆在这件事情上面。
We have to pay all our attention to this matter.
你不可能在那里抬约柜的时候，你还想着别的东西。
You cannot just carry the ark and you are still thinking about something else.
你在那里抬约柜的时候，我想他们恐怕连气都不敢喘。
I think they are holding their breath as they take up the ark.
你绝对不可能有一个随随便便的态度。
You cannot do it casually.
你一面抬还一面在那里大家说说讲讲，这不可能的。
You cannot just as you take it up and you.Keep talking.
我想他们一定是全神贯注。
I think they put their entire attention to it.
那这是多么神圣的一件事情。
Because it is such a sacred matter.
所以这也告诉我们，今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们背负主的见证不是一件小事情。
So it also tells us, brothers and sisters, that now for us to carry the testimony, it is not a small matter.
我们在很多的事情上你可以轻松，但是在主的见证的事情上，你必须有严肃的态度来对待。
We may be relaxed in many matters, but concerning the matter of a testimony, we have to be very serious.
那么其次呢，他们几个人抬，大家必须要同心啊。
And also because there are a few priests to carry the ark, they have to be of one heart.
他们必须彼此相顾。
They have to care for one another.
也彼此相助。
They also help one another.
我们看见这就是在哥林多前书十二章里面告诉我们过。教会身体生活所需要的原则，对不对？
And we can see that principles in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that is the principle we need for our church life.
并且我们知道在沙漠地 走路
And also we know that as they walk in the wilderness,
在旷野里面没有什么平坦的道路。
And there is no leveled roads in the wilderness.
那个道路很艰难，都是高高低低的。
There's up and downs in the wilderness.
所以呢，你看几个人抬这个约柜的时候呢，必须相互之间有非常好的配合。
So for these people who are carrying the ark, they have to help one another.
他们也必须学会放下他们的自己。
They have to learn to lay down themselves.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
做 brothers and sisters，
有时当我想到这班祭司们在抬主的约柜的时候
，So whenever I think about these priests who are carrying the ark of the Lord，
我对于今天在教会中神的儿女们的配搭服饰上服饰的问题，我里面就感觉严肃。
I feel there's a sense of a seriousness concerning the God's people how to work together in the church。
所以难怪你看一些真正爱主的人。
So you can see that those who are truly love the Lord，
他们真正认识神的托付的人，
they truly understand the entrustment of God，
在他们的生活中都不随便说话，
they won't talk casually in their life，
在侍奉中间更是不敢随便，
and they will be very serious in their service too，
他们连他们自己整个人的这个情绪好像都需要交付在主的手中，
they need to give their entire being to the Lord。
你想想看，几个人一同抬约柜，
You can imagine that there's a few people who are carrying the ark.
其中只要一个人情绪不稳定了。
If there's one of them, there's some kind of emotional instability.
他闹起情绪了。
And there's some frustration in emotion.
那个约柜一定倒塌的。
Then the ark will topple.
是吧？我们看见今天在教会中很多侍奉的难处就是这样啊。
We can see that that's the difficulty we have in our church life.
所以我们求主给我们里面有这样的一个看见。
So I pray that the Lord will give us this seeing in us.
今天主把他的见证托付在我们这些人身上。
Today the Lord has given his entrustment to us.
所以我们面临这个问题。
So as we face this matter,
我们必须要学会和我们的弟兄姊妹之间能够有一个非常美好的一种配搭。
We need to know how to co-work with our brothers and sisters.
从圣经中我们看见神实在是重视这个团体的原则。
From the Bible, we can see that God truly values the principle of a corporate body.
虽然当我们读创世纪的时候，
of course, when we read Exodus,
我们看见在先
Genesis, sorry,
在先祖的时代呢，都是一些个人的见证。
We can see that for the forefathers, they are just individual testimonies.
当然，我们知道这一段的经历，神也有他自己的美意。
Of course, we know that God also has His will for this period of time.
这些个人的经历呢，说明我们首先必须和主之间建立亲密的关系。
This individual testimony tells us that we need to have a very intimate relationship with the Lord.
虽然神也得着一些人跟他之间有这个非常亲密的一个关系。
Although God has gained some people to have a very intimate relationship with himself.
非常的宝贵。
It was very precious.
但是神的心意不能得到满足。
Yet God's heart cannot be satisfied.
所以我们看见从亚伯拉罕开始，
So we can see that from Abraham,
神就启示他的心意。
God revealed his heart.
神要得着一个团体。
God wants to gain a corporate body.
我们晓得旧约神所得着这个团体就是以色列家。
We know that in the Old Testament time, what God has gained is the people of Israel.
我们有很多的时候
And oftentimes,
在教会的生活里面，我们不大能够分清楚个人和团体之间到底我们之间应该是一个什么样的关系。
In our church life, we cannot. It's hard for us to distinguish the difference between individuals and with a corporate body.
的确，从圣经里面，我们看见好像记载了很多属灵的伟人他们个人的事迹。
Because in the Bible, we do see that there's many spiritual giants, where there's many recordings concerning their personal events.
所以这个可能影响了我们很多的人。
So that may have a great influence on us.
所以很多时候我们只顾着个人在神面前的一种的发展。
So there's a lot of times we only care about our own personal development before the Lord.
但是我们从神的那个原初的心意里面来看，神是要得着团体的。
And yet, as we look at God's original purpose, He does want to gain a corporate body.
所以这里呢，可能有一个 小小的原则也是重要的原则，我们需要持守。
Then there is a small and yet important principle we need to keep.
我们个人要为着团体。
For each individual is for the corporate body.
那么团体呢，可以成全个人。
And the corporate body is to perfect each individual.
事实上来讲，个人与团体是不能分的。
Actually, as a matter of fact, the individual and the corporate body are inseparable.
所以在新约时代中
，So in the New Testament time,
神才告诉我们教会是他的身体。
So that's why God tells us that the church is his body.
身体上的任何一个肢体都不能单独存在。
Every individual, every members of the body cannot exist alone.
我们知道这个意念是在创世以来就以前就在神的思想中的。
Actually, we know that the thought is in God's heart from the beginning of the foundation.
但是因为人的堕落的缘故
，But yet because man fell,
让神的这个思想迟迟的在地上没有办法实现。
That hinders God to reveal His thought.
我们的神实在是有无限的忍耐。
Our God is God of patience.
所以从他创造人类开始1500年以后
，from His creation of man and after 1,500 years later,
那么神得着了以色列这个民族。
God gained the people of Israel.
神把他们带出了埃及。
God led them out of Egypt.
来到了西乃山下。
They came to the Mount Sinai.
那并且呢，神在这个时候呢，把会幕托付给以色列人。
And at that time, God entrusted the ark to Israel.
当会幕建造起来的时候
，When the tabernacle was built,
我们看见在那里有云彩遮盖整个的会幕。
You can see that the tabernacle was covered by the cloud.
整个会幕里面充满荣光。
And the tabernacle was filled with the glory.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这说明什么呢
？What does that represent?
这说明神在创世以来的心意，终于在这个时刻的里面有了一个出现。
That says that God's eternal purpose at that moment was manifested.
虽然是在一种预表的状态中间
，even the manifestation was a type.
但是神的心已经非常的欢喜。
And yet God's heart was filled with joy.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
如果今天我们要真的爱神
，if we truly love God，
我们应该体贴神的心意。
We need to be mindful of His heart.
直到今天，我们知道神的心意没有改变过。
We know that His heart has never changed.
所以神要得着人来为他做见证。
So God want to get man to be his witnesses.
所以在旧约时代中，这个约柜是必须要托付在人的身上。
So in the Old Testament time, the ark has to be carried by man.
为了这件事情
，So for this matter,
圣经也给我们记载了一个故事。
There's also a story recorded in the Bible.
作为我们一个非常大的一个警戒。
It is a great warning for us.
那么我们晓得这个故事就是发生在大卫的身上。
That story was about David.
那我们看见神是用一个爱神的人所犯的错误来警戒我们。
God used the person who loved the Lord to warn us.
这不是那些不爱神的人所犯的错误。
It is not a mistake made by the people who did not love the Lord.
昨天我们举到亚伯拉罕的例子。
Yesterday we mentioned the example about Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是爱神的。
Abraham was a person who loved the Lord.
大卫也是在旧约圣经中少见的爱神的人。
David also was a person who loved the Lord in the Old Testament.
但是在这些爱神的人身上呢，发生重大的错误。
And yet there is a great mistake that happened in these people who loved the Lord.
所以这是更严肃的一个警戒。
And yet this is a more serious warning to us.
我们都知道，当大卫登上以色列家宝座之后
，We know that when David became king of Israel,
他第一个心愿就是想把约柜寻找回来。
His first desire was to bring back the ark.
其实当我们读诗篇132篇的时候
Actually, as we read Psalms 132,
在132篇第六节那里说
Psalm 132 verse 6, it says,
在我们中文圣经的翻译有点错误
There is some error in the Chinese translation.
它原文的意思说呢，我们在以法他听见约柜的事情。
And in the original, it says we heard about it or the ark in Ephrathah.
我们在基列野林就找到了约柜。
And we found it in the field of Jor.
我们知道以法他就是大卫的故乡。
We know that Ephrathah is David's hometown.
所以这件事情告诉我们了。
So this story tells us,
约会大卫在幼年的时候他就已经关心神的约柜。
In his youth, David cared much about God's ark.
我们真是巴不得主今天在青年弟兄姊妹中间能得着更多的大卫。
We truly desire that God can get more Davids among the young people.
让我们从年轻的时候就关心神的见证。
From our youth, we will care much about God's testimony.
所以等到有一天大卫做了以色列的君王。
So one day when David became king of Israel,
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他的心想到神的约柜。
His heart was care about God's ark.
我们看见以后啊，以色列国里面有很多的君王，他们一登上君王的位置之后呢，他们都是顾自己啊。
And later we see many kings in Israel, as they became king, they only care for themselves.
但是大卫不是这样。
And yet it is different with David.
大卫知道神爱他。
David knew that God loved him.
是神给他这样的一个机会做以色列的君王。
God gave him the opportunity to be the king of Israel.
但是大卫得到了所有的机会，都全部为着神。
And yet David got all the opportunities, he used them for God himself.
我们今天有多少人是这样的光景呢？
How many people have this kind of condition?
我们有很多时候求神祝福，神祝福我们，我们就忘记神了。
A lot of times we ask a blessing from the Lord and say, as the Lord bless us, then we forget him.
大卫没有忘记神。
David never forgot God.
所以当他一登上以色列家的宝座，头一件事情就是寻找约柜。
So when he became king, the first thing he would like to do is to seek the ark.
后来他知道这个约柜在亚比拿达的家中。
And later he found out that the ark was at the house of Abinadab.
那么他们就很欢欢喜喜的去迎接这个约柜。
And they joyfully came to receive the ark.
我们知道他用的方法呢，是用一个新的牛车来拖约柜。
We know that the method he used, he was using a new cart to carry the ark.
他们忘记了神的命令。
They forgot about the commandments of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们晓得大卫是爱神的人。
We know that David loves the Lord.
他的存心，他的动机都是良善。
His intention and his motives were good.
但是神也没有容忍他的这个错误。
And yet God didn't allow that mistake.
所以当牛拖着这个约柜来到拿恩的禾场的时候，
So as the ark was on the cart, as it came to the threshing floor of a,
结果呢牛失前蹄，
And yet the oxen was about to upset the ark,
这个约柜倒下来了，
And the ark was about to topple.
乌撒就伸手去扶这个约柜。
And Usa was about to hold the ark.
结果神就在那里把祭司乌撒把他击杀了。
And right there, God killed the priest Usa.
撒母耳记下第六章告诉我们说，
In 2 Samuel chapter 6, it says,
神是因着这错误击杀他。
God killed him because of this mistake.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
这是何等重要的一个提醒呢？
This is such a great reminder.
今天在我们的侍奉当中，
So in our service today,
我想很多弟兄姊妹都是爱主的。
We know that many brothers and sisters love the Lord.
如果我们因为爱主的缘故，
Because of our love for the Lord,
我们为神做一些的事情，
We do something for the Lord.
也许我们的存心动机都是善良的，
Maybe our intention and motives are good.
但是如果你违背了神的心意，你的善良神也不能接受。
And yet if you are against the will of God, your good intention cannot be accepted.
我们记得约翰福音第14章第21节的话。
We remember John chapter 14 verse 21.
在那里神的话告诉我们说，
There God's word tells us,
有了我的命令又遵守的人，这人才是爱我的。
You have my commandment and you keep it, then you are the one who loves me.
所以神不在乎我们的存心和动机。
So God does not care that much about our intention or motive.
神也不在乎说我们是善良的。
And that God does not care much whether we are good.
这句话对爱神的人下了一个最好的定义。
This is make the greatest definition for those who love the Lord.
什么样的人是爱神的呢？
Who are those who love the Lord?
那是遵有了神的命令又遵守的人，那个才是真正爱神的人。
Are those who already have the commandment of the Lord and keep them? Are those who love the Lord?
所以今天我们有很多时候侍奉主，我们觉得说，你看人的这个人的动机意念都是善良的。
So as we serve the Lord today, we feel like there's many people who have a good intention or motive.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以接受，神不能接受。
We may accept it, but it cannot be accepted
by God. 所以这是非常重要的一个提醒。
So this is a very important reminder.
那个时候呢，我们想大卫为什么会忘记了神的命令呢？
We probably think why David would forget God's commandment.
乌撒是祭司。他即使他也忘记了神的命令。
And Uzza was a priest, and he also forgot the commandment of God.
那也有一个可能性。
There might be a possibility.
因为当以色列人进入迦南地之后
，Because after Israelite people enter into Canaan,
他们把会幕摆在基遍，示罗。
They put the ark in Shiloh.
那么经过了。约书亚的这个年代
and after the time of Joshua
然后呢经过了450年士师的时代
and after 450 years
然后又经过了扫罗的40年作王
and after 40 years of a king of the reign of a king Saul
所以你看整个的时代加起来已经超过了500多年
we can see that the total period of time is over 500 years
可能因为年代久远
maybe because of the time is long
以色列人已经忘记了神的命令
the Israelite people might already forget about the commandment of God
忘记了神说呢这个约柜是需要祭司们抬的
they might have forgotten that the ark has to be carried
所以大卫在这里犯了一个非常严重的错误
so David here made a great mistake
他居然把约柜放在牛车上面来拖。
He put the ark on the cart.
所以当初大卫看见神击杀这个乌撒的时候，他心里也很害怕。
So when he saw that the Uzza was struck by God, he was also afraid.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
时代可以改变
，Time may change.
人可以改变
，People may change.
但是神的心意。从来没有改变。
And God's will never change.
我们不能说已经经过了二十一个世纪到今天了，我们应该能改变了。
We cannot say there already 21 centuries passed. Now we can do some change now.
弟兄姊妹们
，But it's sisters,
无论时代怎样改变
，No matter how time changes,
神的心意从来没有改变。
God's will has never changed.
所以我们在侍奉上面
，So in our service,
我们的存心动机虽然是善良的。
Even our intention and motive are good.
却不能代替神的旨意。
They cannot replace the will of God.
我们也不能借此违背神的心意。
We cannot use our intention to be against the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
约柜必须摆在祭司们的肩头上面。
Ark has to be put on the shoulders of the priests.
那么后来大卫就把约柜放在俄别以东的家里。
And later.David put the ark in the house of Obed-Edom.
三个月的时间
For 3 months,
神就大大的祝福俄别以东的家。
God greatly blessed the household.
那么我们晓得后来呢，也因着一些缘故，神鼓励大卫。
And for some reason, God encouraged David.
他才知道不是神弃绝他。
And he knew that he has not been forsaken by God.
而是他用的方法错误了。
But he was making a wrong method.
他知道。约柜必须是祭司用肩头来抬。
He came to realize that the ark has to be carried by the priests.
感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
大卫到底是一个真正爱神的人。
David is a person who truly loved the Lord.
大卫的灵是柔软的。
His spirit was soft.
所以他愿意接受神给他的一个改正。
So he was willing to take the correction from God.
所以他知道错了。
He knew that he was wrong.
这一次他是用祭司们把约柜抬回来的。
And this time he was using priests to carry the ark.
所以圣经借着这一个故事警戒我们。
So the Bible uses this story to warn us.
在神的旨意中
In God's will,
人只能顺从。
Man can only be obedient.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们对于圣经中所有神的话我们都需要信服。
We have to be trust and obey all the words in the Bible.
我们不要根据我们今天生活的环境，根据我们的观念来改变神的话语。
We can never change God's will, God's word according to our living environment or our experiences.
我们要在神的跟前相信神是不会错的。
We have to believe that God will never be wrong before Him.
完全遵照他的命令行。
We have to closely follow His commandments.
弟兄姊妹，如果你这样做，你才是真正爱神的人。
If we do in this way, we are the people who truly love the Lord.
所以我们在旧约时代中看见。
So in the Old Testament, we see that
神要把他的见证托付在人的身上。
God was to entrust His testimony to man.
并且托付在一个团体的人身上。
To a corporate body.
所以到了新约的时候，这个启示就比旧约来得更清楚。
As we come to the New Testament.We can see that the revelation becomes clearer.
我们都知道今天神的见证基督的见证是托付给教会。
We know that the testimony of Christ has been entrusted to the church.
所以当我们提到教会的时候
So when we mention church,
弟兄姊妹们我们里面必须有一个非常强烈的意念。
We have a very strong understanding within us.
这是神托付他见证唯一的一个团体。
This is the only corporate body God has entrusted His testimony.
除了教会之外
besides church,
任何其他的团体也不能来承接这个见证。
No other group can take up this testimony.
所以今天对于我们来讲，教会的建立，这个才是我们最重要的一个侍奉。
So for us, the building of the church is the most important ministry for us.
我们看见从使徒行传开始教会在地上建立
We can see that from the book of Acts
到以后保罗得的启示在以弗所书里面把教会的意义说得那样的清楚
That was the building of the church and then when we come to the Ephesians we can see that Paul revealed the meaning of the church so clearly
然后到了启示录的时候我们看见神特意把亚细亚七个教会摆在我们眼前
And then we come to a revelation We can see that God put the seven churches in the Asia Minor in front of us.
这都说明神有一个强烈的要求要得着教会团体的见证。
That tells us that God has a very strong demand to gain the church as a corporate body for His testimony.
虽然今天我们在地上教会的生活中有许多的难处
Even we have many difficulties in our church life today.
有很多的时候也叫我们里面很灰心
We may feel frustrated.
也叫我们有的时候觉得很绝望
and feel very disappointed.
但是弟兄姊妹无论你是多么灰心多么的绝望
so, brothers and sisters, no matter how frustrated or disappointed you are,
我们还是需要记得
we still need to remember,
基督的见证是托付给教会的
The testimony of Christ is entrusted to the church.
所以无论如何艰难
so, no matter how difficult it is,
我们要靠着主的恩典往前
we need to move forward by God's grace.
弟兄姊妹也许我们在地上我们没有办法能够在我们的侍奉中把我们的聚会建立得非常的完美。
Even in our service, we may not build our church to a perfect condition.
但是你这个心愿是蒙神悦纳的。
And yet, if we have this desire, that is a pleasing to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们不能因为看见今天地上教会光景的混乱我们就转移了方向。
We cannot see that because the church condition is so chaotic, then we change our direction.
如果是这样的情形
If we are in this condition.
弟兄姊妹，神的心意落空了
then God's heart will fail.
我们也会遭遇非常大的一个悲剧
and we will also fall into a greater
非常大的损失
tragedy. We're going to suffer loss.
我们实在感觉今天在地上的基督教有很多反常的现象
We can see that there are many abnormal conditions in nowadays Christianity.
我只能说，我个人也感觉非常的遗憾。
To me, I have much regret.
我们看见今天在地上的基督教中，在教会之外，有许许多多的组织，许多的工作，许多的活动。
And we can see that in today's Christianity, besides church, there are many programs, many activities, many organizations.
而人对于这些的组织、这些工作、这些活动呢，所发的热心啊，比教会本身。还要来得强烈。
And people have a greater fervency for these organizations and activities and also programs more than the church.
到处都是这样的光景。
It is a very prevalent condition.
他们对于教会之外的这些东西兴趣非常的大。
They have a great interest to the matters outside the church.
而对于教会本身的这个建立呢，非常的忽略。
And they have a much negligence toward the building of the church.
甚至有很多的人，他们还要拉着教会来支持他们的工作。
And there are some people who would like to drag the church to support their work.
这是何等的错误呢？
Such a great mistake.
弟兄姊妹，我有时候常常收到一些的电话。
Brothers and sisters often receive phone calls.
说，弟兄，能不能你给我一个机会，到你们的聚会里面来介绍我们的工作？
He said, Brother, could you give me an opportunity so that I can come to your assembly to introduce our work?
这意思就是说他寻求教会来 support, 来支持他们的工作。
That means that he would like to have the support of the church for their work.
我再说，
I would like to say it again.
这些组织，
this organization,
这些工作，
these works,
他们的存心动机可能都是善良的。
They may have a good intention and a motive.
但是我们必须记得，
and yet we need to remember,
神的心意在教会。
God's heart is on the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天这不是任何一个团体背景的一个观念。
This is not because of any backgrounds.
这是圣经的一个启示。
This is a revelation from the Bible.
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们求主让我们能够明白这件事情。
May the Lord allow us to understand this.
时候已经到了末了。
Time has come to its end.
我们的主心中是何等的迫切呢？
Our heart, the heart of our Lord is so urgent.
他的眼一直盯在地上的教会。
His eyes is on the church on earth.
他要看一看地上有没有一个地方能够按照他的心意在那里一同的侍奉和追求。
He would like to see whether there is a location, there is a group of people who are pursuing and serving according to his will.
他能不能得到一些安息的所在？
Whether he can find a resting place.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们要讨神的喜悦。
If we want to please the Lord,
我们要能够有好的光景迎接主的再来。
We would like to prepare ourselves to receive his return.
我们必须要过一个合神心意的教会生活。
We need to live a church life that is according to his will.
我实在感觉这个是今天在末后的时代神对教会重要的一个呼召。
I believe that this is the calling, the important calling of God toward his church in the end times.
所以神要得到教会为他做见证。
God wants to gain the church to be his witness, to carry his testimony.
所以我们也可以这样说，
or we can also say this,
教会为基督所做的见证。
The testimony the church is aCaring for the Lord
是一个见证人团体的表现。
It's a manifestation of witnesses, a corporate manifestation of witnesses.
这个意思就是说呢，教会中应该每一个人都是见证人。
It means that in the church, everybody should be a witness.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
主不是呼召少数人为他做见证。主乃是要每一个人都为他做见证。
God is not calling a few to be his witnesses. God is calling everyone to be a witness for him.
所以一个地方的教会，他的见证是不是非常的刚强？
So that whether a testimony of a local assembly is strong or not,
就决定在那个聚会里面到底有多少见证人。
It all depends how many witnesses in that assembly.
这个聚会里面每一个弟兄姊妹都是见证人。
If in this assembly every brother and sister is a witness,
当然这个教会的见证就是非常的刚强。
Then the testimony will be strong.
如果只有少数人懂得见证的意义，少数人在那里为主做见证。
If there are only a few who understand the testimony and are doing the being the witness for the Lord,
这个教会的光景定规是非常的软弱。
Then the church condition has to be very weak.
我们如果仔细的读启示录所讲的亚细亚七个教会。
If we read clearly about the seven churches in Asia Minor in the book of Revelation,
弟兄姊妹就看见那个原则是非常的清楚的。
We can see clearly the principle.
所以今天我们蒙恩得救之后，
So brothers and sisters, as we have been saved by grace,
主已经把我们放在他的身体的里面。
The Lord has put us in his body.
我们必须有很强烈的身体的感觉。
We need to have a very strong sense of the body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
and brothers and sisters,
我们看见在头一个世纪使徒们他们是奔跑主道路的人。
In the first century, we can see that the apostles who are the who are running in the way of the Lord. Not only they have a very good condition personally before the Lord, there's the only very important point. For those who truly know the Lord, they were running under the principle of the corporate body.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们要奔跑主的路,
as we are running in the way of the Lord, we need to run under the principle of the body. So we need to have an understanding of the body of Christ. We need to strive to live in a body life. In our service, we need to be disciplined, restrained by the body.
这个意思就是说呢, 我们绝不跑个人的道路。
That means that we don't run our own ways.
我们也不建立个人所谓的名声事业。
We don't try to build up our personal fame or career.
你更不能利用教会。
You cannot just use the church.
我想弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们能看见在地上的, 教会的光景。
As we can see the church condition now,
求主怜悯我们,
may the Lord have a mercy on us. May He deliver us from these many mistakes.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we need to build up the church with all our brothers and sisters.
也许我们会说, 你看, 在启示录里面不是讲到, 那个我们要做得胜者吗?
We may say that in the Revelation, don't we see there, we need to be overcomers.
很多人说那个得胜者的那个, 原文是一个单数, 是指的个人的得胜说的。
And a lot of people say that the overcomer in its original is singular.
但是我不要忘记,
but we don't,
神是在各个教会里面呼召得胜者。
We cannot forget that God is calling overcomers from various churches.
所以那个用意是非常清楚的。
So the intention is very clear.
We need
to pursue our personal overcoming for the sake of the body. That is for the church.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为基督的见证是托付给教会的。
Because the testimony of Jesus is entrusted to the church.
所以我们可以看见在初期的教会里面,
so we can see that in the early churches,
使徒们这个意念是非常的强烈。
The apostles have a very strong understanding on this.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第八节那里,
in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 8,
我们刚刚读到的,
we just read,
我们看见保罗是一个大有恩赐的人。
We know that Paul was a person of a great gift.
保罗也是一个有热心服侍神的人。
Paul also was a very zealous serving the Lord.
他的那个冲劲是非常的大的。
He was a very motivated.
但是我们看见保罗是一直活在身体的原则里面。
And yet we can see that he was living in the principle of the body.
所以他对帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们说,
so he said to the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica,
他说你们若靠主站立的稳, 我们就活了。
He says that if you stand firm in the Lord, then we really live.
这说明什么呢?
What does that mean?
说明保罗是活在身体的原则里面。
That means that Paul lived under the principle of the
body. 保罗把他个人的命运跟整个教会连在一起。
Paul put his own fate with the entire body.
如果教会的光景站立不稳了,
if the church is not standing firm,
保罗就是自己再成功, 他也觉得活不了。
Even he is so successful, he cannot live any longer.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们何等需要主的恩典,
we do need the mercy of the Lord.
就好像加勒一样,
just like Caleb.
加勒所以后来能够攻下希伯伦,
why Caleb can took over the Hebron.
我们知道加勒是一个勇士,
we know that Caleb was a mighty warrior.
但是你很容易明白,
but you can understand it very easily.
如果不是以色列全家进入迦南,
if not the entire house of Israel enter into Canaan,
加勒能够带着他的家族去攻打希伯伦吗?
Can Caleb take his family to take over Hebron?
我们看见他站在身体的原则上面过得胜的生活的。
We can see that he was standing on the principle of the body to live an overcoming life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
教会乃是见证人的一个
church is the is composed of witnesses.
所以今天神要把我们每个弟兄姊妹都做成他的见证人。
So today God is making every brother and sister into a witness.
他不仅呼召我们来做他的见证人。
Not only he has called us to be his witnesses.
他要把我们做成见证人。
He is making us into his witnesses.
当然，神的工作总是从个人身上开始。
Of course, God's word starts from individuals.
最奇妙的是，神常常坐在个人身上的那个效果呢，却是达到整体的。
Very interestingly, what the word, the fruit of the word God did on the in each individual, the fruit will be spread to the entire body.
所以我们从保罗的身上可以看见神如何来把他做成一个见证人。
So from the life of Paul, we can see that how God made him into a witness.
好，我想我快快的能把这些点呢，简单的和弟兄姊妹们再交通一下。
I would like to briefly fellowship with the brothers and sisters some points.
我们要成为基督的见证人。
In order to be a witness of Christ.
在保罗身上，我们第一个看见就是说，他需要有异象，且受异象的支配。
From Paul's life, we can see that.We need to have a vision and also be governed by the vision.
圣经中所有跑天路的人都是有异象的人。
For those who are running in the heavenly way, they do have a vision.
他们的一生能够成功，就是因为他们受异象的支配。
They could be successful because they are governed by the vision.
也就是说呢，他们在神的启示里面受引导。
Because they were directed by the God's revelation.
旧约的众先知是这样。
It is true for the prophets in the Old Testament.
新约的使徒们也是这样。
It is true also for the apostles in the New
Testament. 我们看见在使徒行传里面，彼得就是一个例子啊。
We can see Paul as an example in Acts.
彼得一路上走都是神用异象来指引他。
Peter was directed by God's revelation.
当彼得的身量他的属灵光景达到一个非常高峰的时候。
As Peter's conditions went into an apex.
到了第九章，《使徒行传》第九章
，And yet in Acts chapter 9,
你看彼得这个时候的光景
，We can see Peter's condition then.
他走在路上，影子照着什么人，什么人病就好了。
As he walked on the street, as his shadow shining, falling on some people, that people's sickness would be healed.
他也能叫多加从死里复活
，And he can also resurrect Dorcas from the dead.
哎呀，这个时候我们看见这个彼得应该是非常的成熟了。
We can see that Peter must be very mature then.
但是到了第十章
，And yet as we go to chapter 10,
神要带领他到外邦人的家里去的时候
，God was leading him to the house of a Gentile.
神还需要用异象来引导他。
God needs to direct his steps by a vision.
因为那个异象，所以他到了哥尼流的家里。
Because of that vision, he went to the house of Cornelius.
保罗也更是这样。
It is also true for Paul.
所以保罗说他十四年以后到耶路撒冷。
So Paul said that after 14 years he went to Jerusalem.
保罗说我是奉启示上去的。
He said that I went there because of a revelation.
所以我们可以看见他们在奔跑这条天路的时候。
So we can see that as they were running in this heavenly way.
他们是受神的启示的一个引导。
They were directed by God's revelation.
所以保罗在使徒行传26章那里讲到。
So Paul says in chapter 26,
他说亚基帕王啊
，He said, King Agrippa,
我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
I was not disobedient to the revelation from heaven.
当然我们知道这是神的怜悯。
We know that it is the mercy of God.
因为他最后一次回耶路撒冷几乎要失败。
Because he said, as his last return to Jerusalem, he was almost failed.
保罗心智是对的。
Paul's desire was right.
但是有时候环境非常的艰难。
And yet the circumstances were so difficult.
感谢神，神的手握住他。
But we thank the Lord, the Lord's hand was upholding him.
叫他能够没有违背从天上来的异象。
So that he was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在主还没有回来之前
，before the Lord's return,
我们在地上还要经过许多环境的考验。
We have to go through many tests.From our circumstances.
我们能不能经得起这些考验
？Can we withstand this test?
就看我们今天的侍奉和生活是不是受神的旨意的一个支配和影响。
It will depend on whether our life and service are governed by the vision of the Lord.
我想今天对于我们来讲最明显的意象就是基督的见证。
I think for us the most important vision is that.Concerning the testament of Jesus.
第二方面
The second point.
他们需要里面的人刚强起来。
Their inner man must be strong.
所以保罗在以弗所书第三章为着以弗所的教会祷告的时候他要叫主使他们里面的人刚强起来。
So as Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 3, he said that pray that their inner man will be strong.
就是他们里面灵的光景要刚强有力。
That means that their spiritual, the condition of a spirit need to be strong.
里面的灵的光景要美好。
The condition of their spirit needs to be good.
我们都知道今天一个基督徒灵如果光景软弱见证定规是软弱。
We know that if a condition of a Christian's spirit is weak, then the testimony will be weak.
保罗后来所以写信给提摩太。
Why Paul wrote a letter to Timothy?
其中有个很重要的原因。
There was a very important reason.
就是因为提摩太这个时候灵的光景软弱。
Because at that time, Timothy's spiritual condition was weak.
所以保罗对提摩太说。
So Paul said to Timothy.
在提摩太后书第一章第七节。
It's in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
神所赐给我们的灵不是软弱的灵，而是刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
He says that the spirit we see from the Lord is a spirit of timidity, rather is a spirit of a power, love, and discipline.
并且他最后一句问安的话。
And also in his last greetings.
他说愿主与你的灵同在。
May the Lord be with you in your spirit.
所以保罗知道在这个时候如果提摩太的灵软弱，那么这个见证就要受很大的影响。
Because Paul knew that if Timothy's spirit was weak, then the testimony would be damaged.
我们的灵如何能够刚强呢？
How can our spirit be strong?
我们需要圣灵在我们的灵里加添力量。
We need to be strengthened by the Holy Spirit in our spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要过着一个被圣灵充满的生活。
We need to live a life filled by the Holy Spirit.
并且呢，这个灵的刚强的时候呢，
And also if our spirit is strong,
我们就有充满的信心，
Then we will be full of faith.
基督的内住在我们里面也变成一个明显的。
The indwelling of Christ in us become evident.
保罗在哥林多后书第四章里面也讲到，
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul says,
他说我们里面的人应该一天新似一天。
He says, our inner man shall be newer day by day.
也就是说你的灵在里面的逐渐的成长并且越来越刚强。
He says that our spirit will continue to grow and become stronger and stronger.
一个人灵里光景越刚强的时候呢，
If a person's spirit condition is strong,
他这里也有个现象，
Then there are some signs.
就是他呢只顾念永远的不看眼前暂时的。
They will care for the things that are internal, not the things that can be seen.
所以如果今天我们的眼睛还是只是顾及眼前的事物，
If our eyes are still on the things that we can see,
这充分证明一件事情，我们里面的人是软弱的。
That proves one thing that our inner man is very weak.
所以呢，里面的人需要刚强。
So our inner man has to be strong.
那么第三件事情，
The third thing,
保罗在提摩太前书后书呢都提到了基督徒一些基础的一些经历。
Also in the first and the second Timothy, Paul mentioned several basic experiences for Christians.
我们不要轻看这些东西。
We cannot look lightly on this.
这些是非常重要的。
These are very important.
啊，他告诉我们基督徒需要有清洁的良心。
He says that as a Christian, we need to have a good conscience.
需要有无伪的信心。
We need to have a sincere faith.
需要有无愧的良心。
We need to have a good conscience.
需要有受苦的心智。
And we need to have a mind of a suffering heart.
我们需要自洁，脱离许多卑贱的事。
We need to be clean ourselves to run away those base things.
我们看见保罗对提摩太有着许许多多重要的提醒。
We can see that there's a very important reminders from Paul to Timothy.
然后最后他告诉提摩太。
And lastly, he told Timothy.
他说你要吃定永生。
You need to hold fast to life.
意思说你要活在生命的感觉里面。
That means that you need to live in the feeling of the life.
顺从圣灵在生命感觉中给你的带领。
You need to follow the leading of Holy Spirit in the sense of life.
基督徒应该过着一个如泉涌出的一个生活。
Christian need to live a life that is like an outflowing of a spirit.
灵里面应该是新鲜的，是活泼的，是有力量的。
Our spirit should be fresh, should be vibrant, should be full of power.
啊，这里面也是明亮的。
And inside of us, we should be full of light.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
保罗说要持守，意思说你不要放松。
Paul says that you need to hold fast to. That means that you cannot relax.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
这都是在使徒的书信里面我们可以读到的，这许许多多。对我们的激励。
We can see that this is a much encouragement from the epistles.
这也说明神要把我们做成一个见证人，我们所需要的一些的经历。
That also tells us that the experience we need in order to become witnesses of the Lord.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
到 这个我想最后哈
lastly,
我们要用这个约伯记里面的话呢作为我们奔跑道路的心智上面的一个劝勉。
We're going to use the words in the book of Job as an encouragement to run in this race.
约伯所说的这段话非常的好。
It's a very good words said by Job.
他说我知道有神在查看我的道路。
He says that, I know God is seeing my ways.
并且数点我的脚步。
And also number all my steps.
意思说呢神不是这么随随便便的去看的。
Because he knows that God is not looking at us casually.
你走的每一步路神都数点。
God is numbering every step we take.
所以约伯被提醒。
So Job was reminded.
所以他说我若怎样我若怎样一共提了六次。
And he mentioned six times, if I.
他说我若与虚谎同行。
He said, if I have a walk with the falsehood,
我如果追随诡诈,
and if my foot has a chasen after deceit,
他后面的那句话其实是一句刮胡的话。
Actually, the second sentence is in a parenthesis.
他说呢，我会放在那公平的那个天平上面被神来测度的。
He said, then I will be put on, then he will weigh me with an accurate scale.
他说我若偏离正路。
He said, if my steps are turned from the way,
我的心如果随从我的眼目,
he said, if my heart follow my eyes,
有玷污粘在我的手上,
if any spot has stuck to my hand,
他说就愿,
he said, then,
那么这是一个强烈的心愿,
and this is a strong desire,
就愿我所种的别人吃,
he said, let me sow and other eat,
那就让我突然劳力,
and let my crops be uprooted,
让我的田产被拔出来,
he said, let my crop be uprooted,
让我所有一切的都落空,
so that all my possessions will be gone.
我们看见约伯有个强烈的心愿,
so we can see that Job has a strong desire.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
但愿今天在我们这些奔跑天路的人身上,
as we who are running in this heavenly way,
我们也能够有这样的一个心愿,
may we also have this desire.
那么也许弟兄姊妹你听我今天晚上讲完这些之后啊,
maybe you have heard the message I have been speaking tonight.
哎呀你说这个实在太难了。
You say, oh, it's so difficult.
谁能做到呢?
Who can do it?
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
保罗也这样说的。
And Paul also said that.
我们不能但神能。
We cannot do it, but God can.
愿我们真是有爱主的心。
May we truly have a heart for the Lord.
把我们的心愿摆在神的跟前。
We can place our desire before God.
因为我们所以能成为一个见证人，那是圣灵的工作。
Because it is the work of the Holy Spirit that we can be a witness for Lord.
所以主耶稣在升天的时候。
So before the ascension of the Lord,
对门徒们说,
he said to his disciples, he said, you have to wait.
要从上头的能力,
you have to receive the power from the above.
浇灌你们,
the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Then you will have a power.
啊, 在地上为我做见证人,
then you will be with the witnesses on the earth.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们看见神的心意是要托付在我们这些人身上。
We can see that God's will is to be entrusted to us.
所以头一个世纪那些真正为主耶稣基督做见证的人他们被称作是路中之人。
So in the first century, those who truly testifying of the Lord, they were called the people of the way.
有很多时候因他们个人的爱主带动整个教会的光景。
So oftentimes, because of their personal love for the Lord, they have moved the entire church toward the Lord.
因为整个教会的转向神。
Because the entire church was turning to God.
结果呢使见证就变得刚强。
Then that will make the testimony strong.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们不仅路要跑得对,
for today, our way has to be right.
我们也需要在这条路上跑得好。
We also need to run it well.
那么你要跑得好,
in order to run it well,
你要注意你这个人的问题。
We need to pay much attention to us as a person.
我想今天主的灵正在我们中间运行。
I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is moving among us.
他的工作正在我们的身上。
His work is being doing in us.
愿我们因着他所给我们的话。
May the word we have received from him.
让我们学会更多的顺服主。
We will learn to be more obedient to him.
更多降服在圣灵的手中。
We will yield more ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
让他把我们做成 一个见证人
，so that we can be made into witnesses，
让我们能够在这条道路上面能够跑得好
，so that we can run it well in this course，
让主的见证能够在我们许多失落的光景中，今天重新被恢复起来
，so that His testimony can be recovered from the lost conditions。
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads to have another word of prayer。
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts。
虽然我们是一般软弱的人
，although we are weak people，
但是你已经拣选我们要做你的见证人。
You have chosen us to be your witnesses。
我们看见历世历代，你都拣选软弱的人为你做见证。
Throughout generations, we have seen that you have chosen weak persons to be your witnesses。
他们如何能够在他们的世代中为主做了美好的见证
？How they may testify。For you well in their generations.
我们看见不是因为他们自己有能力
It is not because of their own power.
那是因为他们会依靠主
It is because they know how to rely on you.
会顺服主的带领
They know how to be obedient to your leading.
他们愿意遵守主的命令
They are willing to keep your commandment.
主啊，今天我们在这里
Lord, as we are here,
我们也愿意把我们自己交在你的手中。
We also would like to give ourselves into your hands.
求你按照你的心意做工在我们的身上。
May you do your work according to your will.
主啊，把我们每个弟兄姊妹都做成你的见证人。
Lord, make each one of us to be your witness.
好叫各地的教会这个见证变得刚强。
So that your testimony will be strong in every church.
以至于基督的见证能够被显明出来。
So that the testimony of Jesus can be manifested.
愿你成全你自己的心意。
May you fulfill your own purpose.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
We want to give you worship from the depth of our hearts.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.